The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Matt Eisman's at in the Omaha Funny Bone this weekend, and along with our buddy Craig Peters. You guys just met last night, I take it, right?
Yeah. We did.
All right.
One of them went to Princeton.
And well, we know it wasn't
Peters. As a doctorate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to hear that story. I want to hear that story. You are a doctor?
Yeah. Well, I started to...
I know you're not
you're playing doctor. You started playing doctor.
I've known you since 95. You're not a doctor.
Yeah, I got some good career advice.
Okay, now what? You grew up in Denver, and where was yeah. your where was your undergrad? Princeton.
I went to Princeton for undergrad.
Undergrad, okay. Yeah. And you went pre-med?
They don't have pre-med.
Just biology.
I was a history major, yeah. but I did all the pre-med requirements and end up going to Columbia Med School in New York. And got my MD.
And a residency and everything?
Was doing residency at the University of Colorado. I'm from Denver, so I'm back there where Dad's a professor. I was doing internal medicine, so I was looking at cardiology, infectious disease or something, and then I realized...
Because the old man's a doctor.
The old man's a doctor. And he never pressured me. He never pressured me into it. But I think he's...
Because you can't really... force yourself to go through all the crap at the end of there. I mean, you hear people have med school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we know doctors, and that's just your whole life.
I should have quit earlier.
That's a good one.
I mean, honestly, like, it would have saved a lot
said,
of money.
I asked you not.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what you're going to say.
I censored myself.
You did a good job, though.
That was good. Yeah. Well, it's weird because like, I really like I love science. I love people. So on paper, it was the perfect career. But as I got into it, I realized my heart is not in this. And I just felt bad. Like, I remember I was in the intensive care unit. We're working. And we had like seven patients.
At this point, you got to be at least 27, 28.
28. And I was just, I remember I was just thinking about, I had Nintendo 64 GoldenEye. And all I was thinking is, I want to go home and play GoldenEye. And I thought, this is probably not what a doctor should be thinking right now.
Okay, but also this, though. I mean, were you always a funny guy?
I think so, but well, you know, I think what it.
You're the funniest guy.
So
in med
here's.
School.
Let me ask you this. I think I'm looking at Craig now here, but I will say I think people go into comedy for one of two reasons: either they weren't hugged enough as a child, or they were hugged too much. And I was in the latter. My mom was always like, "You're amazing. Everything you do is funny." And now when I go on stage, I feel like the audience is my mother's.
You're trying to make her laugh. Now,
yeah.
I want to ask you this, though, because Paul Mercurio is a friend of ours, and Paul went to law school, became a lawyer, became a corporate lawyer.
Greg Giraldo was the same thing.
And then gave it up.
Yeah.
And his wife moved back to Boston, and he got a little apartment in New York and just hustled to be a comedian. You had to take, even in residency, you had to take a pay cut, didn't you?
Well, so here's what happened. Residency, you're making, you know, I think I was making $31,000 a year.
Okay, but you knew money was coming down the road somewhere.
And so, right, you know it's coming down the road, but I also knew, I was at that point, it wasn't about the finances. I was going into internal medicine, which isn't like surgery, plastic surgery or something where you're really going to be making
a lot.
You know, a chance for good mid-six, maybe sevens.
What's
figures.
Internal?
Internal medicine would be anything non-surgery. Oh, no. It's probably now it's probably like $100,000 to $150,000 maybe.
Okay, that's
per year,
it.
Which sounds great, but keep in mind, med school is a tremendous amount of debt.
Right.
You're doing, you know, med school, like my friends right out of college.
I don't think
$100,000
is a lot of money. I don't.
Well,
not for what you're what
yeah,
you've done.
Okay, so you know, right out of college, my friends are making $100,000
in finance.
But
comedy pays nothing in the beginning.
I move out to Hollywood and I'd done stand up like seven times. And I was just like, I didn't know I was going to be a comedian. I knew I couldn't be a doctor. So I'm like, let me try comedy here just as kind of a year to clear my brain. And I just started doing it. Within 3 weeks, I just felt like I'm never going back.
What about the folks' blessing?
So,
did it happen or not?
Well, so Dad's a doctor. And when I told him, I sat him down like in February of my first year of residency. And I'm like, My heart is not in this. I got to take a year off. And maybe I'll come back and like focus on a different area, do emergency medicine or something. And the hardest part was telling him. It took me like a month and a half after I realized I was leaving to tell him. And first words he said were, life is short, do what makes you happy. And
maybe he thought you got out, I didn't.
Well, I think he was seeing, he kind of saw the writing on the wall for medicine that it was really shifting.
He knew you were a lazy doctor.
He knew I was lazy. He's like, you're going to kill multiple people.
You're going to
end up in jail. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm playing GoldenEye. Your dad's like, yeah. Maybe these video games, he knew video games were going to, that's the esports.
Maybe he said, son, I'm going to save some lives. You quit being a
Get
doctor.
Get out. You're awful.
And you went to L.A. and you started
And I got into commercials. I fell into a commercial within like 2 months of being out there. And
a national commercial?
A national commercial. It was the first one was, I mean, within like, within a few months, I had three national commercials on.
You had no side acting classes in college?
No.
Nothing.
Commercials were just like a look. Like the first one, I played a security guard for like a new Pontiac car where I looked like a Secret Service guy in glasses.
Got it.
Didn't say a word, but I think made, you know, like $100,000 off the commercial.
Unblocked.
Because this was when commercials paid.
Paid.
So I was making probably six or seven times what I made as a resident.
Wow.
Within a few months.
Got it.
So that made it easier to say, okay. See you, medicine.
Yeah.
Adios, Cindy.
Okay, but then when? How long did you do stand-up, travel the country before American Ninja Warriors happened?
So American Ninja Warrior, I started in 2010, but my first break came in 2004. It was a show called Screenplay.
I'm not sure which channel.
No, I'm waiting.
There's a zillion
I don't feel bad.
There's a zillion channels
it,
now.
It was a Fear Factor ripoff.
Oh.
While Fear Factor was still on.
So when Rogan was making $1 zillion on Fear Factor, you were making nothing on
we
this
go, and it was on E.
Okay.
And
oh,
this
God.
Was E okay. at the height of its tabloid empire. And so Fear Factor had like helicopters and motorcycles, and we had cable budget, so we literally had people on tricycles. And so as soon as the first episode aired, I'm like, I better start looking for another job. But that led, I did a home makeover show with Niecy Nash, who's on Claws now. Yeah. And
home makeover, you and Niecy Nash.
Yes.
I wouldn't have watched that either.
It was on for like, I did like 6 years on it. We did hundreds of episodes.
Oh, was it like Pimp That Trailer?
It was
what
called
was it? What was it?
It was called Clean House.
We like her. She's very funny.
And Niecy's great.
Yeah.
Niecy's great. And so that show led to, I did Sports Soup, which was the sports version of the soup.
I remember that. That's right. I do remember
which was great. It was on Versus, a channel that no longer exists.
Right.
And, you know.
I do remember that, though.
That was fun. But that is how I got American Ninja Warrior. So, and actually, I will tell you this. They called me. I got Ninja Warrior about a week out. It's the only job I've ever been offered where I didn't audition. But I think what happened is, I think they were actually going for Joe Rogan. I think they were going for a big name.
Yeah.
Couldn't get them. They're like, oh, God, I guess we'll just go with Eisman.
Got it.
And that was 9 years ago. So, and like, that's one of those things. That was the same thing with Apprentice, where NBC called me 7 days before
now, we
it was
forgot
starting.
It. Colleen told us this yesterday, because unfortunately, even when Trump was doing it, I didn't watch that show. But
you guys don't sit around watching reality television? I find that hard to believe.
No, my wife does. I used to watch those Roundup shows to find out what was going on.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'll do that once in a while. But I don't remember you. I didn't watch the Arnold version at all, for sure. And,
well, not a lot of people did.
I know, and that's a problem.
It got politicized.
You won it.
I won
you
it.
You won it.
Yeah.
And if you'd have won it when Trump was there, not that. Believe me, I hate Trump. So I'm not going there. I'm just saying
it would have been huge.
It would have been huge.
Well, there's no way I would have won with Trump, because Trump valued celebrity. Trump definitely picked the big names, and I wasn't the biggest name.
Yeah. So you won over who?
I beat Boy George.
Oh,
all right.
In the finals. Yeah.
All right.
But it was cool. Like, Vince Neil was on, like Motley Crue. And I remember, I saw Crue back in the 90s in the Feel Good Tour and stuff.
You're walking in there with celebrities.
I'm a fanboy. And, right, with legit celebrities there.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sitting there with Vince Neil and Ricky Williams.
Were?
No. He knew a Ninja Warrior, but he still didn't know who I was. Because Vince, he still likes the sauce a little bit.
Yeah, I could tell.
And it was kind of sad. But I'm sitting there with Vince, you know, I'm in a van like with Vince Neil and Ricky Williams, and I'm having them tell me stories, and I'm texting my friends from college.
Yeah,
Ricky Williams, you know, who, I mean, is such a great guy. Like, you remember him, you know, being interviewed with the helmet or wearing the wedding dress or marijuana.
Were you drinking and getting high in the van with both of them?
No, well, they were, but I didn't even know. They didn't offer. I was like, come on, guys. But it was just one of those moments where I'm like texting my friends.
We were in a van with Boy George.
So So not only that, like Boy George and I became buddies. There was a scene, like my friend pointed out, there's a scene where Boy George is massaging me while Brooke Burke is in yoga pants doing like this booty burn thing right in front of me.
She's hot.
She's a smoke show. But I'm
why is Boy George massaging you?
Because it was really tense. It was... I don't know. And then he gave me a drink. He's like, drink this.
You call him Boy or George?
I didn't know. So I did that. Occasionally I would say like, boy. Hey, boy. And I'm like, oh, that sounds disrespectful. And George. And he goes, darling, call me whatever you want.
Oh yeah.
He's fabulous.
I like Boy George.
Yeah, it was honestly great. Like, but meeting Schwarzenegger for me was the highlight.
Obviously.
Like, I loved all those, you know, Terminator, Commando, Predator, like that was the 80s.
Did he just show up to do his bits and get the hell out?
No.
He was around a lot.
He's really a hands-on guy. Like you could see why he was a success, because he's the guy who's like, what do you need to do? I'm going to do it, you know, 10 times harder than anyone else.
Plus, he had this dumbass Trump yelling at him every week
about
ratings.
So
when
surreal.
This guy should have been trying to be president, and Schwarzenegger's just trying to do a show.
He's torpedoed. Right? Well, and Trump was still an executive producer on the show.
I heard that.
He's still getting money. You know, so we shot it in February of 2016 when Trump was one of 16 guys just going for the nomination.
Right.
Nobody thought he was going to win. We shot in L.A. You know, there was no contact with Trump, and everyone thought, you know, he has nothing to do with the show, but technically, because he was a co-creator of the show, he got to choose whether his name stayed on the show. And so in December, after he won the presidency, he decides, I want to keep my name on the show. And then the first episode airs, and he's torpedoing us for not having the ratings. And you're just...
While he's the president.
Yeah, it was surreal that this guy is, you know, sabotaging his own show,
but
also kind of surreal that you're doing a show with the guy that used to be your governor.
Yeah, totally. Look at Arnold. Schwarzenegger comes in like this bodybuilder who was a millionaire from real estate before his first movie.
Right.
You know, becomes a Kennedy, like, or marries into the Kennedy family.
Yep. Gosh,
and
huge.
Is the governor and travels the globe. Yeah, it's
still
crazy.
The Terminator, though.
So
still
that
Terminator.
Was it. That
He's
was
Terminator,
it.
Man.
Terminator. And
kindergarten cop.
Quoting. I kept.
Did you say it's not a
Arnold
tumor to him?
Yes.
I did.
And I was quoting like Total Recall to him. And the good news is the only person who loves Arnold more than me is Arnold.
Oh.
So he was. He loved that I was.
He loved your quote.
Quoting
his stuff.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You quoted. You said I'm not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. And
let's do it as Schwarzenegger.
If it bleeds, we can kill it. I would do all this stuff. Get to the chopper.
That's a good Schwarzenegger.
They didn't tell us that was going to be his catchphrase, like, hasta la vista, get to the chopper. They didn't tell us that. And so joking, like the first time
his
we met him.
His wasn't your fired then. His wasn't your fired.
He went, no.
What did he say?
So I'll let you in on. So the other thing they did is that they didn't want us to spoil what his catchphrase would be, because they knew that was going to be a big tune-in thing for people to see.
Right.
So he was telling people, you're fired, and then they would edit it and do a pickup shot with some of the different catchphrases, so we couldn't... So when we were watching, we didn't know what was going to say. But then again, I never heard you're fired, so...
No, you didn't. You won't.
What's up, Boy George?
Now... That's so-called Celebrity Apprentice. So that was all
so-called celebrity.
No. As opposed, The Apprentice was actually a job.
No, you're right.
But Celebrity. So did all your did it go to charity?
I got like a nominal fee for appearing on the show, but everything was like there was $250,000 added on to the money I raised for Arthritis Foundation, which is my charity.
But that was
it was nearly $1 million. Yeah, it all went to charity. There was no job at the end.
But you're sitting around there with a lot of guys that have a lot of money. I mean, he's worth $60 million.
He showed up for a week. Every day he had a different watch on worth $250,000.
Man.
Worth $250,000. That's
man.
A house on his wrist every day.
Wow.
So we did a fundraiser, and at one point, Deja Vu, the owner of like Girls from Deja Vu, showed up with just envelopes of singles. Like $10,000 in singles, and I'm like, I think you should wash that money.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying.
Because it was in a candy store too. So you're like, oh, this is a little weird, but good for you, Vince. Yeah, yeah. I mean, everyone I definitely was Carrie Keegan and I, who she does like online. We were
the non-rich.
We were the air quote celebrity non-rich. Well,
yeah,
people,
just the non-rich part. I mean, I'm sure you do okay. I'm just talking about not Vince Neil money.
Oh,
or
Boyd, yeah,
you know, those guys. They got their low. Yeah,
even John Lovitz is like, hey, look over there. That's where I keep my yacht.
I'm like, you have a yacht, Lovitz? When are we going out on your yacht?
Matt Osmond with us, funnybonomaha.com. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, or just tonight, tomorrow?
Just Friday, Saturday.
Friday, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
He ain't a Sunday guy.
Yeah, right?
Peters, yeah. So when are you filming your next Ninja?
So Ninja, we've wrapped with Ninja, although we do a spinoff show called Team Ninja Warrior.
That's
where
right.
People go head-to-head on USA.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to be shooting that in August. But we're going – so Sunday I go to New York. We're doing the Today Show. We've got a couple obstacles that are going to be out in front of 30 Rock.
Are you allowed to be – when I've watched the show, you know – you're basically an announcer. Are you allowed to have fun at all?
A little bit. You know, it used to be we had a lot more fun, but the show has gotten very earnest.
Right.
And in that it's sincere storytelling. So, again, like, you know, when I'm busting on PJ, I'm like, I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But the show is like,
so earnest now.
PJ Walsh, a noble effort from the man who represented his country.
Oh, that's right. He was in the service.
So,
and now
you know,
it's tough
because, you know, as comedy's my first love. I kind of want to go for the joke, but they're like, you know, they're like, this isn't about you.
Yeah, it's not about you.
It's one of those, again.
But does that make it?
That's why going on Celebrity Apprentice, I know it's, you know, most people don't know who I am. The show is the star. You know, you hear my voice. Apprentice was fun because I got to be a little funnier, a little more irreverent.
But you're also, that's why you're on the road. Yeah. You have to be yourself.
That's why you go on stage.
Right.
You got to get it out.
Right. You got to get it out.
But does that make
And let me say, though, they are paying me pretty well on Ninja Warrior, so I don't mind.
Oh, no.
I don't
mind
being the earnest guy.
No, and also the earnest guy, I mean, like, the tougher thing is to be funny as to be a guy that has to be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an easy gig for
but
you.
Have you watched Battle of the Network Stars at all? Have you guys seen that?
No,
on
but we
with Greenberg, Mike Greenberg, and Joe Tessitore, who's like one of the best announcers around, and
they're
very much.
Are they taking the check?
I mean, God bless them. It feels like it.
Well, we had Tom Arnold on. He was on the first week, and he made fun about being on that. He said the next week they'll actually get celebrities. And Tom Arnold is a celebrity. He makes fun of himself all the time.
So,
and he's also Schwarzenegger's buddy, right?
So yeah. I just did a charity event. Schwarzenegger now, he literally has me as his apprentice, like helping him out with his charity
really?
Event.
Really?
That was at his house for the after-school All-Stars.
So if he calls you on the phone, how's he?
He doesn't call me. He has someone call me.
Okay, when he talks to you, just give
him. Eisman!
Yeah?
There's my apprentice right here! Come here, buddy. Come here.
The very first time I met him, I impersonated, I think I said, laundry day, nothing's clean, which was like his first words from Terminator. And he just stone-faced me.
Really?
He did nothing. And I was like, oh, God. And apparently he doesn't really like people doing impressions of him because he thinks they're kind of mocking him. But eventually he got, no. This is my love letter to you, sir.
You are paying homage.
Yeah, it really is. I am a shameless ass kisser.
You know, and you nail that. Because a lot of guys try that and don't really nail it. You nail it.
Right,
well,
Tony?
So, my first...
Tony's is horrible.
That's
everybody goes... La, la, la. But you actually talk like him and just...
I've been doing it since the 80s, but my first real performance... was when I graduated high school, my buddy and I did Hans and Franz, which was Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey doing essentially the Schwarzenegger knockoff.
Right, right.
So, you know, I feel like I've been working on the accent for a long time.
No, you nail it. You nail it.
Hey, it's... So the point is, I go to his house and do this charity event, and Tom Arnold and I are running an auction for this thing. And Tom Arnold, you know, God bless Tom Arnold, but the guy can't focus.
He's been the funny bone. Yeah, he's really...
He's like, this is great. Look, pork! Okay, like, Tom, come on, man. We're trying to raise money. But he was great. It was... So I got a photo of me, Tom Arnold, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's great.
And like literally, I feel like a big game hunter. Like,
the True
look
Lies
at, this
cast.
Is my... The, yeah, the True Lies cast. I'm Jamie
favorite.
Lee
You're
Curtis.
You're Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's
right.
My favorite.
In a dress.
Somebody said that. They go, you should wear Jamie Lee Curtis's dress. I don't know if I have the
Was that boy George?
Yeah.
In the van? Okay.
Boy George loves
Tom it. George.
Seen him without his makeup. Boy, don't ask why.
Matt Osmond, Craig Peters.